Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my peeps? What's up? It's your boy Z Fly. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to keep it real hot and fresh. I hope everybody has been having a great, really great week. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot that's been going on. Black History Month is over, so hopefully a lot of my people, you know what I'm saying, you definitely got your Black History Month on. And you know what? And also not just my people, just other ethnic groups too, you know what I'm saying? I find it really great, you know, to always learn about other ethnic groups. I mean, because, you know, we all live in the same world, and maybe if we knew more about each other, you know what I'm saying, maybe we wouldn't hate each other as much. Or then again, maybe we will. But, you know, but at least if you know the person that you're living around or that you're, you know, that you're around, then maybe, you know what I'm saying, you won't see things maybe the way you see them. And I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to those ones who, you know what I'm saying, that grew up, you know what I'm saying, in, you know, around your own type of culture or your own ethnic group or whatever. So whenever you see other ethnic groups, they seem strange to you, and because you don't know a lot about them, well, that's why we have history, and that's why we have certain history months to, you know, learn about other ethnic groups. But it's up to you to want to learn, because the more you know, the more you grow. All right. Anyway, so I just had to say that, you know what I'm saying, but this is not about Black History Month or any history month. It's actually about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. This is my review, episode 14. There's a lot that's been going down, so let me just go ahead and get into it. Now, also, too, I had somebody who was reading, you know, who listened to my review, and they was like, oh, I thought you was doing a review, not a recap. Okay, excuse me, you know, my bad. So I'm going to try to make it a review-ish as much as I can, but you know, I just like to kind of recap things, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know a lot of people who are probably listening to this probably did watch it, but, you know, I thought to go back through it and give you my opinion on what I thought. So, you know what I'm saying? Just sit back, relax, listen to my voice, and just enjoy what I got to say about these ratchet women of Atlanta. All right? Peace. I mean, not peace. I mean, cool. All right, y'all. So this is episode 14. And let's see. I'm going to start with... I'm going to start with... Because, you know, episode 14, actually, you know, it continued with the pillow talk fight. You know what I'm saying? The thing that, in my opinion, NeNe initiated. NeNe started, you know. So, but, you know, that's my opinion. But anyway, but now one thing, I don't know if y'all noticed it, but I like NeNe's friend Lexus. To me, Lexus is just one of those cool type of chicks. You know, I don't know if like y'all be paying a lot of attention to her, because, you know, a lot of times she be in the scenes with them, but a lot of times she's not really saying much. She just, but see, that's why I like her, because she's that cool type of chick. She sit back, she looking at everything, everybody fussing, everybody crazy, you know what I'm saying? She ain't going to say much. Now, if y'all watched, you know, NeNe's Get Married show, you know, there was a time when I think Lexus did go off on, I forgot her name, Diana. You know, but that was because Diana had something to say to Lexus. See, I like Lexus. She's not person. She's not gonna pop off unless you coming for her. I just really like her, and it's funny because, you know, she's one of the background people. But I be checking her out. I mean, that's a cool chick right there. I'm sorry, maybe y'all think I'm crazy, but I just think she's cool. But one specific thing that I found funny whenever this show or whenever this episode opened up is, you know what I'm saying, Brandon, he was mad, you know what I'm saying, you know, Brandon, he's ready to go get Apollo or whatever, but it was funny because Lexus, she was, like, trying to hold Brandon back, but now she had one hand holding Brandon and the other hand holding some wine. Now, one thing I like about Lexus is that she loved her wine. I think she admitted that. She was not letting go of that wine for nothing. She was holding Brandon with one hand, holding wine with the next. But then, as you remember, Apollo, you know what I'm saying, the producers and everybody trying to, you know, calm him down, and then here he go. He done took his shirt off now, and here he go. He was charging back for Brandon. Now, I'm looking at Apollo like, hey, what is your problem? Like, this really wasn't your fight, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is really between, it started between Kenya and Christopher, you know what I'm saying? But then, of course, you know, Brandon, he was looking out for his girl, but then, so now it was Brandon and Christopher. But how it became Apollo and Brandon is crazy. I mean, I know how it did because Apollo just inserted himself where he wasn't needed. He should have just stayed on the side like Monique's husband, you know what I'm saying, and then hide behind his wife. That's what he should have done because, see, now he got his name all up in the headlines now as being crazy. So anyway, so, you know, so he was – so then Phaedra – you know what I'm saying? She's, you know, she's definitely trying to talk to her husband, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to stop this now. But it was crazy. It was funny because Phaedra was like, oh, y'all get my bag. It's a black Prada. She made sure she made sure she put in what type of bag it was. I want somebody to get my black Prada bag. That was crazy. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then Nene, she's trying to regulate things now after she started all of this. You know what I'm saying? And I was looking at how Nene acted like she was so mad. Like, she was mad at everybody because everybody's getting all hyped and mad. But Nene, isn't that what, you know, I don't care what Nene says. She'll never admit it, because that's the type of scam artist she is. She's not going to admit her wrongs. Even if she has the blood on her hands, she'll never admit to the wrong. So what she'll do is she's going to pass the flame to somebody else. And I'm just looking at how, like, she's fussing at everybody, talking about something. Oh, y'all went off, and oh, this is real hood, and oh, you know, y'all just supposed to talk, not argue. And I'm thinking, but you antagonize people, you know what I'm saying? Then Candy, you know, then so you know Candy, so then Natalie, you know, Christopher, you know, he was just talking about Kenya this, Kenya that, or whatever. And then so Natalie's like, yeah, this, that, and the third. So then Candy's like, well, you know, Natalie used to X, Y, and Z about Todd. So then here comes Natalie with her, you know, trying to clear things up. Talking about, oh, well, I didn't really say he was opportunist, blah, blah, blah. So then, you know what I'm saying, then, like, you know, Todd and Candy get up, and then Cynthia, she gets all in it. Basically, she got in this Candy face, you know, telling her what it was and what it ain't. And Candy's like, why are you in my face? Then her sister Mallory gets in it, and then it just gets crazy from there because somehow Mallory pushed Todd, and she pushed Candy, and Candy goes off the deep end. Candy acted like she came. The way she was acting, you would have thought that, like, she just got right off the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, just straight up out of the hood. She was ready to fight. She was ready to grab people. I mean, she was ready to really get Mallory. They had to calm her down. Ty is holding her, and she's trying to get away. And I mean, she's really, and then Peter, he was all up in it too because he's like, "Oh, well, what happened?" And Kenny's like, "Oh, what do you mean, what happened?" So, and then, you know, then him and Ty all up in each other's face. It's just crazy. And then I don't know if y'all noticed, but did y'all see how Peter talked? He talked like he's the original OG. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's some gangster or something. You know what? No offense to all my Caribbean people, but specifically you Jamaicans, y'all trip me out how y'all act like it's all about y'all. I mean, really, do y'all really think that people are scared of y'all? I'm just asking. I mean, and look, feel free to comment. Hey, I love your comments, but I'm just like, really? Like, who's scared of Peter? Peter, come on now. Papa Smurf. Anyway, so now let's talk about Cynthia. So, you know what I'm saying? So then, you know, after everybody kind of cool down, everybody go home, whatever. Then, like, you know, the next day now is, you know, Atlanta definitely has a buzz. The Atlanta buzz. Now everybody want to talk about what happened. So, you know, so Cynthia, she invites Nene and Greg over. So they go over there and, you know, they're talking about, you know, Candy and how everything went down. And then Cynthia, she starts demonstrating how Candy was acting, but she was definitely over exaggerating. And then, you know, Cynthia, she had beef with Candy. Nene thing was with Kenya, okay? So anyway, so then Kenya, she talking about it with Brandon, and he comes over, he shows Kenya his bruises, which I thought was really sad. You know, whenever I was looking at that part, I felt really bad for Brandon, because I was like, you know, he got beat up for nothing. You know, he come to somebody's party as a guest, and then the guests get beat up. So that, yeah, I feel kind of bad for him. And then it was just how, like, the only one he had on his side was Kenya, who's a female. So it ain't like, you know, so she could do too much to protect him or whatever, because, you know what I'm saying, Carly, he's trying to fight off Christopher, Apollo, and Peter. Peter wasn't really fighting him, but still, Peter was still kind of rough with him. So I just felt kind of bad for Brandon. It was like three dudes on one, and that's not a fair fight. So I felt bad for Brandon. Then kind of found out that you know, that what Apollo did was actually a felony charge. He could have pressed charges, but, you know, for the sake of his kids, he's not. So he's a good guy. And then also, too, he's talking about, and then when he said he felt somebody's hands around his neck, I'm like, wow. You know what, I don't care. You know, I haven't read any blogs or anything about, you know, anything about that being, like, you know, like, what's the word? Racist or anything. Not racist, but kind of like, what I'm trying to say, discriminative or something like that. Because, you know what, it's the way they was treating Brandon, I don't know if anybody has peeped this, but it's almost like they didn't like him because, you know, they feel like, you know, they know what his orientation is or his sexual preference. So it's almost like they was treating him worse because of that. Because, I mean, some of y'all might not agree with me. I'm just telling you my opinion. Because, look, whenever Brandon walked in, y'all got to peek stuff. When Brandon walked in, Christopher was already looking at him up and down like, oh, what is this walking in here? You know what I'm saying? You know, he had that face like, here go a you-know-what. Then, you know what I'm saying, then just the way that Apollo's jumping on here, you know, it's almost like they're beating him because they don't like what he is. But it's like, it's not a thing that's on the front burner. It's almost like a thing on the back burner. But that's how it seemed. I'm just saying, that was my observation. Y'all don't have to agree with me, but I just thought I'd put it out there. Anyway, moving on to Phaedra. Then, of course, Phaedra and Apollo, you know, they're talking about it. And Apollo, you know, he gives some lame excuse on you know, how he tried to diffuse things. Is he serious? He tried to diffuse things. He was the main one fighting. Producers had to talk to him, drag him away. He taking his shirt off like he in the street about to just you know, have a street fight. But however, he's trying to diffuse things. And then he's sitting there pushing women, talking about, get off me, because he's ready to fight Brandon. Yeah, he had a problem. And you know what? And like I said before, you can tell that he's been to prison. But that's how people act when they've been to prison. They got problems. And, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to – if anybody out there who's listening been to prison, maybe you say, well, I don't act like that. Okay, well, fine. I'll take it back. Some people who's been to prison, that's how they act. Yeah. You know, I don't want to offend nobody because now people get real emotional. Anyway, but now Phaedra is definitely riding with her husband because she blames Kenya. You know what I'm saying? And I just can't believe that she blames Kenya. Like, I'm like, do you not see what Nene was doing? That's just my thing. It's just how they didn't see what Nene was doing. Anyway, let's talk about Candy. So, y'all know Candy, she was talking about it too. You know, she was telling Carmen. You know, what was happening, and then, you know, but Candy, now, you know, I have my opinions about Candy, but I will give her this. She's actually the only one that felt like she needed to apologize to people. You know, she would have saying how, like, you know, her and Cynthia has always been cool, and she don't know what happened, so, you know what I'm saying, she didn't like the way Cynthia was in her space. However, she do know that she did kind of go off, so she wanted to apologize to everybody and apologize to Cynthia. So I give her kudos on that. Also with Candy, as I know, she started her auditions, you know, for, I guess, for the singing part for her play, and that was funny because some people was coming in there. And you know what, too, I think, like, sometimes, though, just like with any, like music show, like, you know, like the American Idol, you get those people that come out there knowing they can't sing, but I think they're like, well, you know, I have my little chance to be on TV, because those people that was auditioning with Candy could not sing. And it's like, come on now, you know you can't sing, really. But then I know some people think they can sing, they really do, because, like, they're like, what, tone deaf, is that it? Like Kim, you know? So, maybe they thought they really could sing, but then I think some of them just want to be on TV, too, because they really couldn't sing. Anyway, so that was an epic fail. Then, so Candy, you know what I'm saying, she wanted to try to get the girls together, you know, because of the big fight of the pillow talk. The funny thing is, I know this is a show. It's supposed to be reality, but still it's a show at the end of the day because it's on TV, and they got cameras in their face while they're doing all this stuff. Because it's like, who keeps getting a bunch of people together that don't like each other? Like, now, here come Candy want to get, like, this massage thing together with all the women, you know, so they can, you know, talk out things and get back on the same page. But you're not going to be on the same page because y'all don't really like each other. You know what I'm saying? There might be, like, Phaedra and Kenya. I mean, I'm sorry. Phaedra and Candy, that's a real friendship. I suppose Nene and Cynthia, that's a real friendship. But, you know, like, but with everything else, other, it's just like associates. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, acquaintances. I don't really see them hanging together off the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see Cynthia and Candy hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I don't see Candy going to Cynthia's house asking for advice. They do that on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, their characters on the show, so it's like they got to interact. Anyway, why am I telling y'all? Y'all know how the show is. Y'all know how it is. Anyway, so, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So they go to the massage thing. And, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, they're talking about, you know, apologizing or whatever. And it was nice because, you know, Candy, she starts off by apologizing. And then, of course, Nene calls Kenya out, you know. And then Cynthia, she butts in. And then she was telling Candy, you know, how she felt or whatever. And Candy was like, well, I felt like this. But Candy, she did apologize. And Cynthia apologized, you know, for her sister. If her sister did anything wrong, she apologized on behalf of her sister. Then Nene, she just started saying how Kenya was wrong. Nene said Kenya was wrong. Kenya started it all. And Chris never touched her. Now, you know Nene, whatever she is. But you know what? If she can't see with them big old eyes she got, Chris grabbed Kenya, then she has a problem. And she really needs to get some bifocals. Because anybody can see. I saw whenever he grabbed her. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know Candy kept saying, oh, well, he grabbed you to stop you from going towards his wife. Okay, I get it. However, he could have jumped in front of her. He didn't have to touch her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just crazy. The whole thing is crazy. But I don't really care for it, period. But what I'm saying is I'm not gonna blame Kenya. If I'm gonna blame somebody who started it, Nene started it. Point blank. It was her party, and she was the host, and she was up there acting real crazy and just kept asking all these questions that she knew would get under people's skin and then put them in a particular position, you know what I'm saying, make it awkward. So she did that. So she got what she wanted. She got the reaction she wanted, people, but she probably didn't know people were going to fight like that, you know what I'm saying? Now, I will say that maybe she didn't think they were going to fight, but she probably thought, you know, they were at least going to fuss and stuff. But no, this time they was really mad. So I would definitely say that Nene started. I don't really blame Kenya too much. I would say that maybe she didn't have to charge towards his wife. You know, maybe she should have just stayed in her spot and then just fussed across the room. I'll say that. But I'm not going to say that Kenya started it. See, Nene, she just saying that because she's trying to get stuff off of her case. But Nene started it. She starts a lot of stuff. So, anyway. All right, y'all. Oh, and then Portia, let's see, what happened with Portia? Portia, she just auditioned for Candy's play. She ain't got nothing going on. All right, y'all, so that is episode 14 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 6. Hope you enjoyed my review / recap. So definitely let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying? Do you disagree with me? You better not. I'm just joking. But, no, if you disagree with me, do you agree with me? You know, just let me know something, you know. Let me know if you like it. Give me some thumbs up, thumbs down. Am I boring? Hey, I mean, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing this for you. So let me know how I can be better for you. All right, y'all. I am your boy, Z-Fly. Please hit me up on my Facebook.com/ Real Hot Fresh. You can follow me on Twitter @ Real Hot Fresh. And I have Instagram, which is ZACQIUS, and I'll spell that out by using words. So that's zebra, Apollo, cat, queen, igloo, us, and snake. Okay, ZACQIUS on Instagram, and definitely subscribe to my YouTube.com/ Real Hot Fresh. It's exactly how it sounds, all together. All right, y'all, I'm your boy, Z-Fly. Be sure to look out for my episode 15 review. It's coming up very soon. Peace, love, and hair grease.